See,
it's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco.
Yes,
that's right.
The Minnesota Vikings hit the road this weekend. They're at the Pittsburgh Steelers at noon on Sunday, right here on the Fan. The Steelers are 5.5-point favorites. Over under 45.5. Gambling matters. That's why I bring that stat up. The Vikings are +200. The Steelers are -250. Anthony Barr. A no-show yet again at practice yesterday. So Charge mentioned it an hour ago during the Fantasy Charge Challenge. That makes him a lot nervous, a little nervous at least, against Le'Veon Bell on the Pittsburgh offense. Pittsburgh's offense didn't look great against the Cleveland Browns outside of Antonio Brown. But we know what they're capable of, and it's another week that Le'Veon Bell's back and up and running. Antonio Brown's terrifying. Big Ben at home. I'm not sure, but I don't even know what the plan would be if Barr's not there.
I don't know.
What do they do if Anthony Barr doesn't play? Who gets the most run there?
Well, I bet they still go.
I think they still
play. I bet they still go to the game.
The play might be canceled. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I think legally they have to.
On Wednesday, I talked with Eric Kendricks about Le'Veon Bell.
Good for you.
Good for you, Peter King.
Did you call him from home?
Damn it.
I did, yes, as a matter of fact.
Damn it.
Kind of asking him what unique things he brings to the table. And to Charch's point about Anthony Barr covering him, it's a pass threat, it's a run threat, he's a patient runner, and having a guy like Anthony Barr, not only who is a physical freak as far as, being that big and that fast, but also has the experience to, sit and wait for the play to develop in front of him, just like the running back is going to do, is going to be important. And that's where a guy like Ben Gedeon is going to have to learn quick on the fly, because a rookie in this league, your head's spinning a little bit as it is, and now you have to try not to be overly aggressive, because you have a patient running back and a patient quarterback who isn't afraid of the pocket collapsing on him because he's so big and small area quickness and all this, that the plays against the Steelers take a while to develop. So it is going to be important for those guys and important for Anthony Barr, if he's able to play for this team's success, to cover Le'Veon Bell and be patient with Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Pear Bear.
What's up, Cork?
I just wanted to get you involved in the conversation. You're just chilling back there.
What do you know about
your Zach Brown band shirt? Yeah, what do you know about Anthony Barr?
He's a football player.
Cool.
Linebacker, I believe.
Vikings news.
Two for two.
You are two for two.
Do you know what number he is?
55?
We are your sports leader.
You're welcome, people.
The Fan Radio Network and iHeartRadio.
On this one. Do you know where he went to college?
Southern Methodist.
Yeah, that's right.
University.
Yeah. Wow,
nailed it.
I can't believe it.
That was very good.
You pulled that
that's
right
a college,
out.
Right?
Yeah.
SMU? He went to Northern Methodist.
SMU, yeah.
He went. Actually, he went to the Rochester Institute of Medicine.
He was a RIM?
Yes,
was
he's a RIM.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I never guessed that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. Very underrated football powerhouse, the RIMs.
I think Kendricks went to the same school as Barr, so we got a couple of RIMs on this team.
Yeah, and we almost could add Miles Jack. He's a RIM as well.
Man.
Right. The Vikings love the RIMs players.
It's awesome. They're going to love this bit, too.
No, they're not. They're already tired of my bit.
They're going to love this whole segment.
Certainly not.
No, thank you. Hawk, would you?
What?
That lady?
Why not? She busy?
I'm
not busy, no.
So the Vikings probably overperformed, right? Dominating a Saints squad.
Were the Saints just that bad?
Well, but I'm saying it was what? They were a three-point favorite, and they just destroyed them. It wasn't even as close as the score was, which was 29-19. And then the Steelers underperformed against the Browns.
Yeah.
It's kind of a perfect storm of Pittsburgh didn't play very well, the Vikings did. So now we have all this optimism. This game still terrifies me. I still think Pittsburgh wins.
Yeah.
It's home. It's Roethlisberger. Well, I don't really care.
It's
the big
at
scheme
home.
Of things, but
Pittsburgh's a tough place to
it's
play.
It's not going
to
change my life at all.
Especially if, what's the guy that wears the face mask thing from Batman?
Bane.
Shows
one of the dumbest scenes in film history.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
When Hines Ward ran when the world was collapsing behind him.
Well, what would you expect him to do, stand there?
Run for trouble.
No, he was running and clearly focused on still scoring a touchdown.
Course.
He didn't know he was running from inevitable death.
Yeah, he thought that the defense, he felt footsteps.
Right, and more proof that he was running for the touchdown and not running from death. He basically slowed down and stopped when he hit the end zone.
Didn't he put his hands up to celebrate?
Turned around. What's happening now? Oh, the world is collapsing. Bane is killing everybody.
Let me ask you guys
Pure
a question.
Stupidity.
Let me ask you guys a question. I don't know how they compare age-wise. I would guess Drew is older than Ben, but who's a better quarterback at this moment?
Drew is what?
Good question. Well,
01, 02 draft, something like that.
Drew's 38, right? He was Drew was 38. He was in the Michael Vick draft,
right? Which I think was 01.
Ben is 35.
Flip flop. I'm on teams.
I mean, yeah, if you flip flop on teams, Ben has a better team,
way better team. But I don't know if you had to win one game.
Who's got more Super Bowl rings?
Your dad.
Probably Ben.
Those aren't Super Bowl rings.
Those are C rings.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
He loves them.
Thank you, Javis, for buying them for my dad.
That's a good question, because I think that they're pretty good.
Javis, you sicko. He loves it.
You going to eat onion rings since it's your birthday?
Probably. Well, no, Sunday.
How many cakes ring do you need, by the way, Cakey Cakerson?
I don't know. Jill brought in one from Cold Stone and forgot to put it in the freezer so it looks like my body.
Aww.
What does that mean?
Melt pounds are just melting off you?
It's got big boobies?
It does.
What else does that cake look exactly like?
It looks like Crane from the Ghostbusters.
That's not even the right thing.
The Ninja Turtles.
I don't know.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Ninja Turtles.
It looks like it slid off the counter. Exactly
hey, Dolly Parton.
It's cookie dough, though.
Yeah, you could pick the cookie
dough. Well, why don't you start slicing there,
Dolly Parton? I don't eat cake.
Well, you're not the only person here in Dusty Cowtown.
So you have three cakes for your birthday, and you're not going to have any of it.
Zero. Who eats?
That's self-control.
Who cuts their own cake on their birthday? Yeah,
everybody.
I didn't even cut the cake at my own wedding.
Randy did.
It's true.
He did?
No. It wasn't on the house, Randy. He wasn't there. He was not there.
Oh.
He refused to come.
We had cupcakes at our wedding.
He did. He did.
What? You know,
we had cupcakes.
He wasn't invited.
He wasn't invited, but he wouldn't go.
Get this, Paul. We had cupcakes, but we had to pay a cake cutting fee.
Yeah, so did we. What? And Corey had like
you
nine of them.
Did not.
Yeah, we did.
What the hell is a cake cutting fee?
It's exactly what it sounds like, even
that's
if you have cupcakes.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Weddings are such a scam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a ripoff.
Well, why aren't we making money off of them?
Yeah, what sort of fees would you charge?
Don't get him started.
I'd
careful, Christopher.
I would charge a clean up the back door area fee.
That's a terrible name.
What?
Is that called the bidet fee?
That's exactly right. Thank you. That's exactly right. Thank you. I would charge.
Jesus, it's not that funny.
It is.
Chris is saying it, so it must be funny.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Ryan Pasiga Law brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. When we come back, we'll talk to Mr. Z, although I don't know if there's anything to talk about unless it's another week of domination for it.
Mother comes out, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's getting...
not Mother. Mother maybe, too. But what's the movie Assassin Dude?
That's getting destroyed.
American Assassin.
Oh, is it really?
It's getting
Mother
widely panned.
Well.
Yeah, Mother and American Assassin. Both
will you
come
play
out this weekend.
Mother by Danzig when we come back?
Mother!
That's a Guitar Hero.
Essentially, the only person so far that's liked American Assassin is Barrero.
Zach Halverson loved that one.
But he also likes Shinedown.
Yeah, so does Hockey.
So do I like that band.
Of course he does. What else do we have in the 8 o'clock hour, AJ?
I hear we're going to play a little game called the Initials Game.
What?
Like you said, we'll talk to Mr. Z. We'll do some Fan 5 that we didn't get to. And then I have those Property Brothers tickets to give away still. That's your Lexus lineup, brought to you by Lexus of Wayzata.
And at some point, we're going to talk to Mark Parrish.
Hi, guys.
Nah.
Oh, hi, guys.
At
he's
some point
win today, so he's going to be talking.
Well, did you do any hockey on the initials?
I can't tell you that.
Ooh, good try. A good try, though.
Good shot.
The initials are Jay-Z. But there's no members of the Minnesota Wild involved.
Darn it.
Power Trip Morning Show back after this. It's off to work.